5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset.
Angie,
patois. How do you feel about ASMR videos on TikTok?
Oh my gosh. Right. This is a whole new world to me. Have you seen them?
Right.
Yes. Have you seen the ASMR? Right. I didn't know this was a thing. I didn't know that. Right. I mean, I've heard of the whole ASMR thing, which I've always thought was slightly weird, but you know, each their own.
Yeah.
Then Joel and Nels show me these videos on TikTok.
Yeah.
Where people, like some of these videos, they've got like 40 million views.
Oh, yeah. People love it.
And it's, but the ones I've seen, or the ones they've shown me, right?
Yeah.
Where there was one where this woman was pretending to be a dentist, right? So they set the camera up in a way that the woman that's doing it is pretending like the camera is her patient. So she's quite up close to the camera and the phone or whatever it is. And she pretends to be doing someone's teeth. So she's got the things where she kind of click-clicks them together and looks in their mouths. And then she talks. They all whisper.
Oh,
hello. You've come for your dental checkup. Let me have a look. Yes, 1, 2, 3, 1, 1, 2, 1. Click, 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 click. They do all that shit, right? Then they go away from camera like they're going to get some more utensils. They come back. Oh, Mr. Jones, you have got some sort of cavity in your mouth. Let's have a look at that for you. Click, click, click. Suction. There you go, Mr. Jit. All is done. Okay, bye. What is that about?
Well, it's supposed to be very relaxing and calming.
I do not get it at all.
I like it when people just like do stuff like this, you know, like open, close, like all that stuff. Like, watched one the other day and it was someone just opening a package that they got. What? So you just heard the and then you hear like tissue paper as they
rustle.
Honestly, it is massive.
It does baffle me. I mean, this dentist one, when you were talking about the noises, she then like went up to the really obviously close to the
patient camera.
She had like cotton wool. So she was like pulling the cotton wool, which made like a noise. And
do you remember the craze that went mad, which was like kids watching people open toys on YouTube? That went bonkers, didn't it?
Weren't they opening like Kinder eggs and
stuff?
And kids went shitting crazy. I remember that was kicking off. That was all kicking off when Matthew and I went to LA to visit James.
Yeah.
And James's little boy, Max, was absolutely obsessed with the it was like and here's a key ring, this is perfect for your backpack, and then he put it to like one side and I've got a little figurine and he was just surrounded by all
this. But I get that because you're a child.
I get that because you're only 7 and you think, what are you going to get in your Kinder egg?
Fine.
These are grown adults.
Yeah.
pretending that they're dentalists, also known as mentalists.
No, actually, can't say that.
Pretending they've got a patient and then just making a low. Also, why do they whisper?
Well, because the whole thing of ASMR is that it's relaxing.
Is it, though?
Well, for some people it is, yeah. And I know that you're going to find this difficult because you think it's dickish.
Yes,
for some people.
I just don't get it.
I know you don't. But, for some people it's very relaxed thing.
No, it just, I find myself, when Joel shows me these videos, I find myself looking with a very frowned face.
Yeah.
Thinking, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah.
And how has this video got 40 million people?
40
million people watching it.
Yeah.
There was another one, same sort of thing, but she was pretending to be a surgeon.
Right.
So she had the same thing. She had the camera. She had it set up that, like, she had like a proper bed with the camera at the top of the bed, like that's where the patient's face is. And she's like dicking around the bed, getting shit, getting, you know, stuff to carry out her surgery, getting her utensils, all of that shit. And then whispering about what she's going to do. I was completely and utterly baffled. And I thought, I've got to speak to Pat because I don't know if she's aware of this.
I'm aware of the ASMR trend.
Yeah, well, I find it weird.
Well, I've got something to bring to you.
Right, okay.
Because we've had into our inbox this week some funny emails.
Brilliant.
But what's also been happening is that a lot of those funny emails have been going to a guy in Arizona called Bob Howard. So
Bob, I love that name, Bob
has
Howard.
The email address findingthefunny@gmail.com. And this was one of the emails he sent to one of our listeners. I've had this email address for about 20 years. I'm guessing that someone is doing a podcast with the same phrase. I am not associated with them, but I'm starting to get a bunch of emails directed their way, so they must be pretty funny. I do stand-up comedy in the Phoenix area. I'm just letting you know so you can find their correct email address and send them your comments. Comedians always love to hear what their fans are thinking.
I really love Bob.
This was the email that Tracy sent to Bob. Hi, I'm a new fan here in New Jersey, and I stumbled upon you guys looking for things about Rossi D. Woods. I've been a listener since then. Now I'm heavily into listening to and catching up on old episodes during my 45-minute drive to work. You two are hilarious and make the drive so much more bearable. Also, below is the original email I received when I emailed you. Thanks, Tracy. Now, it gets better.
Okay.
Because Pauline
sent
us a message saying, oh God, no. This was the original email Pauline sent that went to Bob, who's a stand-up comedian.
Went to Bob in Arizona.
In Arizona. Yeah. Hey, Ruth and Ange. I've just started listening to your podcast and just wanted to say that I find it fucking hilarious. My friend and I have a very similar sense of humour to you both, which may not be everyone's cup of tea, but fuck it, that's who we are. I found the last episode about armpit sex hilarious, especially as you were so shocked, as was I, by the way, just in case you think I'm into that shit. Then straight away, you started coming up with alternatives like knee and elbow. That's bloody brilliant. Looking forward to listening to all of your podcasts. Everybody needs to find the funny. Cheers, Pauline. So that went to Bob.
Right, okay.
Bob opened an email about armpit sex, basically, and she had titled it Armpit Sex. It's the title that she'd sent to Bob. She then sent a follow-up email to the correct email address and said, oh God, no. Dear Ruth and Ange, I've just seen your story on Instagram and realised that you gave the wrong email address, and I have sent some guy in Arizona an email with the subject line saying armpit sex. Holy shit. If there's a God, please make it have gone into his junk folder, and hopefully I won't be banned from the internet for being a sex pest. How embarrassing. However, at least I didn't put a question mark at the end. Honestly, it could only happen to me. It did make me laugh, though, when I'd got over the initial embarrassment. Cheers, Pauline.
Oh, that's so brilliant.
So, Bob, if you've started listening, welcome.
Yeah. Maybe we could get Bob on.
Let's get Bob on. He sounds like a funny dude.
Yeah. I mean, he's obviously doing something around funny.
Finding the funny.
He's trying to find it as well.
We are all trying to find the funny.
Yeah. I reckon we should email Bob.
Let's get Bob on.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that was, I just thought that was really funny. So our email address is findingthefunnypodcast at gmail.com. And I remember trying to do Finding the Funny. It wouldn't let me, of course, because Bob's got it.
Yeah. So, Bob's already there.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to send us an email about armpit sex or anything else that takes your fancy, it's findingthefunnypodcast at gmail.com.
That is so brilliant.
Yeah. Also, now, I saw one more funny thing this week before we talk about I'm a Celeb.
Yeah.
Which I thought you would appreciate.
Mm.
It just says this. There are two types of people. Those who pop the two paracetamol that are next to each other and next to the empty spaces left by the last two.
Mm.
Those who just pop two at random and mess up the whole sequence. Mm. What is wrong with you?
Yes.
I'm a mess up the whole sequence.
You are. I would have said that straight away.
Yes. Yeah.
You are. Oh, I need a cut. I need a couple of paras. I'll get a packet. I'll take one from the top and one from the bottom.
Yeah.
Like you're on bloody Countdown or something. Whereas I am, I need a couple of paras.
Yeah.
I'll take the two that are next to each other or the two that are at the top.
Yeah.
And
you'll take it from the next empty space.
The next
down.
Pod.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The
yeah,
next
I just
paracetamol
found that
pod.
I knew that would be very different. So.
Yes. Very yeah. different. Very different. Different. Now then, I do think we need to just have a quick touch base on the old celeb.
Yeah. I'm a celeb.
Now, there are a few people that put in there in the little message box over the weekend about yep. celeb and thoughts on Matt Hancock. We had a particular message in from Hayley who just put Matt Hancock in the jungle. Controversial, I know. Am I the only one who feels sorry for him? And it kind of just, I don't know. I feel really torn about how I feel about him.
I'm probably the wrong person to talk to about this.
No, I think we can be, you know, we can.
I don't feel sorry for him.
I don't think I feel sorry for him.
I don't buy this I've come in for forgiveness stuff. I just didn't buy that, like, going over. I, from my perspective, I feel sorry for the constituents that he's left behind. He'll be turning up to surgeries to talk to him about not getting their benefits or something going wrong in their life, or will be writing to him. I can't say to my job, by the way, I'm going off for however many months, I'm getting paid X amount of hundreds of thousands of pounds, keep my job open for me, keep my seat warm and I'll be back. I know he's had the whip taken off him, I know that, but he is a serving member of parliament and he should be at work. I don't feel sorry for him at all.
I don't think I feel sorry for him. I suppose it's just this, I don't know. I don't feel sorry for him, like Hayley has kind of questioned. I suppose it's just about, like, seeing the human side of somebody.
Which, and I get that. I think politicians, his timing is so whack.
Yeah.
And the fact that he said to Charlene, it's fine. Rishi's in charge now. He's been in charge for 5 minutes. His timing is so bad.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm like, you have put yourself before the country. And the whole purpose of being a sitting member of parliament is the country first. And so I just watch him and I just think, of course you're a human being. I don't wish ill on the guy. I don't want to sit and slag him off and be nasty about him. He's a person. He deserves respect. But he has left his constituents at a time where the country is in crisis. I just can't see past that. I just can't see past somebody with that amount of responsibility going, I'm going to do this to further myself. And then to say, it's fine. Rishi's fine. He's a great guy. He's got it. Good afternoon, Prime Minister. We know you listen. He's got it. Everything's going to be fine. I just feel like I can't do that in my job. You can't do that in your job. We can't go off and get paid a stupid amount of money for sitting in the jungle while people in our jobs need us. That is not the way of the world. And I just think, no, Matt Hancock, no. We are in a really unstable time. People are going to die this winter because of this shit. People are really going to have a tough time. And you've decided to pack your bags and go to the jungle. And of course he's a human. This isn't about do I like him or not. I just can't see past the shirking of his responsibility. He's a sitting member of parliament. I can't see past it.
Mm. Okay, there we go then. We'll leave that.
Also, who else do you like?
I love Sue. love Sue Cleaver.
I love Sue Cleaver.
I love Sue Cleaver. Oh my God, I love her.
Not,
I do love her, but I'm still kind of, I'm sort of still reserving judgment a little bit.
I love her.
I want to see, I feel like this whole thing now, and it's obviously a bit
with the leader of the camp.
Yes.
Yes.
I kind of want to see how this plays out. Yeah. Because,
and I think we'll see Hancock's true colours.
I think we'll see a lot of people's true colours.
Yeah.
I think it won't just be him. I think there'll be a, I think there'll be this, you'll start to see some very different sides of people when this kind of stuff happens. Love Tunde. I love, I really love Charlene. Is it Charlene?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm warming to her. I love Scarlett.
Scarlett.
The one from Oh,
that's the one
Sun.
I meant. That's the one I meant. I really not like Charlene.
Yeah.
Charlene, I'm still, again, reserving warm judgment. Tea, I'm a little bit like, oh, I'm not sure. Scarlett, that's who I meant
love
to say.
Love Scarlett.
Think she's just brilliant. I love her. Her energy, I love what she kind of brings. She's got a lot of positivity. She really sort of tries to kind of be understanding of people and situations. And I really think she's great.
What do you think about Chris?
Again, I'm not. I'm
yeah, but you've met Chris outside of I'm a Celeb, and I don't think Chris comes across well on TV. I think that's part of his problem because he's such a nice guy.
Oh, he is.
He is such a nice guy.
Yeah. But I suppose again, he's one of those ones that I'm going to be interested to see what happens over the next few days, because I do think this when things start to kind of, you know, there is a bit of authority that comes in the camp and people's roles change. That's when I think you start to see other sides of people.
Yeah.
So there's a few that I'm like, I mean, Boy George.
Let's just end this chat by saying two words and then complete silence, because we don't want to say the awful things about him. Boy George. Fantastic.
Brilliant. Right, Pats.
Angie.
Stitch Fix.
Oh, we love them, don't we? We love the crew at Stitch Fix now.
I absolutely jeffing. Love it.
Yeah.
I love the ease. I love the clothes that they send. I love the fact that I don't really know what's coming because you just take the style quiz. They send you the items and you're like, oh, okay. Wouldn't have chosen that, but I really like it. It looks great on. I'm going to keep it. And I honestly, if you haven't tried Stitch Fix yet, I would urge you. I'm urging you to give it a go because it honestly is such an easy way of shopping.
So anyone that doesn't know about Stitch Fix, firstly, where have you been? Because we have been teaming up with Stitch Fix for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
But they're basically an online personal styling service for men and women. So it's not just women.
No.
Men can do this too. Mm-hmm. And we've got a little code for you to go and get started. You just go to stitchfix.co.uk/funny.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a quiz you can take about your style and what you like, what you don't like. They will then send you 5 items based on those answers.
Mm-hmm.
They will send it all to you, packaged up, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, here's the best part.
Mm-hmm.
You would usually pay a styling fee of £10 each time you order, but our friends at Stitch Fix have a special offer just for you. Right now, the styling charge for your first order will be waived, giving you the opportunity to try their service completely free of charge. You schedule it at any time and you don't have to subscribe, which is what I love, Angie, don't you?
Oh, the fact that you can just dip in and out, and that's what I've done. I've just, you know, dipped in and out of it when I thought, actually, do you know what? I could do with a couple of new items for the wardrobe.
Yeah.
Go on the old Stitch Fix, see what turns up. Bob is your uncle, Fanny is your aunt. So if you want to get started today, you go to stitchfix.co.uk/funny and you'll receive your first fix styled and delivered to you absolutely free. And to sweeten the deal, you get an additional 20% off when you keep all 5 items in your fix. Again, that's stitchfix.co.uk/funny. You've got nothing to lose.
Heavily Into with Rossi D. Woods. Heavily Into with Rossi D. Woods. What is he heavily into? Heavily into this week.
Bosh.
Well, here we are, back with our favourite segment.
Back with our rag-ragging beats. Is that the song?
I think we can all agree this has become our favourite segment. thus far.
I also think we just need to draw attention to the slight upscaling of the jingle.
That jingle is...
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've given the vocals. I've given the vocals.
You've gone on the vocals. Tricky's done your mix-ups. There we are.
Bang.
And we've got a great jingle.
Yeah. All for Rossi. I actually can't wait.
That has all been done for you, Rossi. Mm.
Stop it. Just stop.
Hope you're really proud of yourself. Mm. Anyway, what have you been heavily into this week, babes?
Babes.
Ruth and Ange, I've heavily been into scented balls.
What the hell? Scented balls? What are scented balls?
I'm not talking about my own scented balls. I haven't had scented balls since the early noughties.
Yeah. I nearly said, what are your heavily scented balls? Are they heavily scented?
Well, they are heavily scented balls. That's where I'm going.
What are they? Right, what are you on about?
The proper name is, and I think Ruth knows what I'm going to talk about, the proper name is a scent booster. And before you shove a big load in to your washing machine, because I love shoving a big load in, you know me.
Yeah.
You get a sprinkle of these, as I like to call them, scented balls, and you toss them vigorously, like an Ainsley Harriet throw, into your machine. Toss them vigorously into the machine. And when you take your washing out, I am not kidding, and you hang it up in your...
In your Amos.
I don't give a shit where you want to hang your washing. But if you hang it up, here's a little tip. If you hang it up, right, on your landing upstairs under the big light.
Big light.
Right, on your landing, the waft that goes through the house is unreal.
Yeah, I now know what you're on about. I now know what your scented balls are.
I'm obsessed with going into supermarkets, not even needing food, right? Just to look for a scented ball that's on offer. And I will wrestle an OAP to the ground to get my hands on. I will.
Because you can. Those packets, some of the packets you buy them, the tube things, you can.
Tubes.
You can squeeze them and sniff.
Yeah, and the scent. Yeah.
You do. It's like remember scratch and sniff when you were
squeeze
young.
Squeeze and sniff.
Squeeze and sniff.
Oh, that's a squeeze thing. Squeeze and sniff. So I'm down the aisles just sniffing the hell out of everything.
I love them too, actually. Mm. Now I know what you're on about, your scented balls.
Now you know what I'm on about.
I am with you.
I just want to say right here, right, I just want to interject and just give myself my own big up. Because I
That's introduced unusual for you, perhaps.
Yeah, unusual. I introduced...
giving yourself your own so big unusual. Ups.
I introduced you and Mal and Marks into your heavily scented scent balls.
You did, actually.
I was like, you've got to get on these unstoppables.
Yeah, you're unstoppable.
And they just, I love the way they slowly release over slow time release. When you're wearing the garment.
They do. Slow release. It's like farting into a bit of sponge.
Yes.
You know, if you're sitting on a...
Yeah, it is like that, actually.
It's like
if you're sitting on a nice comfy...
Oh, yeah.
If you're sitting on a nice
and you get the
comfy
waft.
Sofa, you do a little puff, love little, puff, whatever you want to call it, then you stand up. It's like a slow release. You're bang on, but I shouldn't put them in the same sentence because a scented ball is much nicer.
You do not want a release of a fart, do you? You don't want an old fart.
Not on your clothes.
No, but you know...
Oh, no.
Well... Rossi gave me a really good tip this week, actually, which I am going to bring to the table.
Bring it.
Yes, I was going to mention it, but now you're going to bring it up. Interject,
you mention it then, Rossi.
No, I want you to interject.
Okay. So, I love it. Rossi told me this week, if you get your favourite perfume or cologne or your favourite scent, and you spray it on a light bulb.
Before it's turned on,
when you put that light bulb on, as the light bulb warms, it will give a waft of that scent
of your favourite scent around the room.
What the jeffing hell? How can you believe that?
How did you find out about that, Rossi?
I found out about this is that when I was cabin crew, we had to stay in an absolute shithole of a place, right? Where they said we were doing a little thing for British Airways. I shouldn't say the name, but I've already done it.
Said it. It's out.
There, I've said it.
There, I've fucking said it.
There, I've said it, babes. Fuck them. Right. Anyway, so we were staying. They said, right, you've got to go to 2 weeks to a little place called Aarhus. I don't know if anyone's heard of it. I think it's in Denmark.
It sounds a bit Danish,
Denmark. It's a little
doesn't it?
Danish. Yeah. It's a little, tiny little airport. And we had to do a little secondment out there for like 2 weeks. And we were put in, I can only describe it as a fucking, I don't know, a caravan, right? At the end of the runway. It was a static caravan. I think if a 747 came down, we could have got blown off. I've been blown off a number of times, but not like that.
You've enjoyed it.
And I already fucking enjoyed it. We were in this place and it stunk, oh, right? No. It stunk. It was, do you know that mouldy smell?
No,
do you know,
damn, like a, that is damn worse.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, north facing. Anyway, Mildew. Hello, Mildew. Anyway, so we're in there and we thought, we're not going to go out and go and buy all these fancy things. So we thought, hang on a minute, one of my mates, right? Lovely gay guy, sprayed all his nice perfume on his light bulb, on his bulb.
On his bulbs.
So went into his room. He was stark bollock naked.
Lovely. No, he wasn't.
Just me. I love that saying. No one uses the saying stark bollock naked anymore.
That's what's wrong with the world. That's why we're in a crisis.
You could go into a doctor's and they say, right, get yourself stark bollock naked. I'm getting the glove on.
I've always thought, though, about this, because obviously women don't have bollocks. So if you said to a woman, get stark bollock naked, well, you're not, are you? So what would the female be?
You start vajazz-jazz naked or something. I don't know. But some women have bigger bollocks than me. I know some women will definitely have bigger bollocks than me.
Well, that's not hard, Rossi, is it? Have you met yourself?
I met myself the other day and it scared me.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
I had to go into Screwfix yesterday. Has anyone heard of Screwfix?
Oh, I love a Screwfix.
That's the manliest place I've ever been to on a Sunday, and I'm never doing it ever again.
It is very manly.
I walked in there. I put my nicest little pink tracksuit on. I got out the car, strutted in there, and I said, babes, I need a plug for my sink.
Oh.
And they've said, listen, love, we don't do pink plugs. Fuck off.
Do you know what?
They didn't say that. They were very nice. I fixed my own sink. I'm a plumber
There's
now.
There's a Screwfix near me, right? Now, because obviously Ian is very handy. He's a handyman, is Ian. Hence building this, right? The amount...
Well, no one can see this, can they, Ange? So probably don't say that.
He built the little studio that I do this in, amazingly. Yeah. But the amount of times he would literally go, I'm going down Screwfix. I'm going down Screwfix. I think he lived in Screwfix for about 3 months.
For about 3 years.
Every bloody day.
I can see the draw to it, because when I went in there, they were so nice.
They are.
There's things I've never seen before.
I agree.
There's pipes, there's tubes. Yeah. I thought, do you stick this up yourself or under the sink? I don't know what you do with it.
It's like a whole
new
world.
And you also thought, gosh, there's a lot of eye candy in here. There's a lot of very manly men.
The testosterone flying about that place, I nearly came out pregnant.
Oh dear, Rossi.
I think they should bottle it. They should bottle it.
You
can
spray
devolved.
That on your light bulb.
So that's where. So
it came from my little jaunt caravan stay and sprayed it on a light bulb a week. But the scent was. And you
that
can smell
crazy.
That damp horrible smell. There you go.
I'm trying it.
But please do it when the bulb's off, because I think if a light bulb's really hot and you spray cold fragrance on it, it might shatter. And you don't want that in your
Then you'd
eyes.
Be back down Screwfix buying new bulbs.
Well, there's an excuse,
exactly,
isn't there?
Exactly.
It's down there.
Exactly.
I've burst a light bulb by spraying my favourite fragrance on it. I bet Screwfix will go, what the fuck's wrong with you? But
now we had.
Well, Angie, have you been heavily into anything
we
this week?
We had a little message in from Nicole.
We did.
Right?
We've had lots of messages about the same thing, haven't we?
Love the name Nicole.
I love the name Nicole, actually. Yeah.
Great name.
Better than Nicola. Lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Which is weird, because most names normally with an A on the end are better, like Julie is better than Julie, Christine is better than Christine, whereas this is the other way around. Nicole is better than Nicola.
Do you think it's because there's too many Nicolas? I feel like it's...
No, I think you just think Nicole Kidman, don't you? You just think,
I don't.
I think she's the biggest Nicole.
Yeah, but I don't think about her. I just like
Actually, Nicole Scherzinger?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Scherzinger.
Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah, you don't get very many... You don't get a high-end Nicola.
High-end Nicola. What about Nicola from Girls Aloud?
Exactly. There you go.
She was Nicole from Girls Aloud, they would have done better. They would have, they would have been around for. I've never had like high end Kevins as well.
Never met a high end.
Do you think you get it? You come across high end Rossies or Patties?
Yeah.
See, a high end Patty sounds fucking lovely. I would.
A high end Patty.
I love a high end Patty.
Yeah.
High end Rossi.
High end Rossi. Do you think you get a high end Rossi? Yeah. I think you're quite high end, Rossi.
Yeah, Rossi is high end.
What about? Yeah. I think you get a lot of high end Ross, don't you?
Ross.
Yeah, you've got your Ross. Jonathan.
Well, my name is that. Here's a little exclusive. My name is actually Ross. I was named Ross at birth, but I was called Timothy for a week.
When you were born?
Would you have been Timmy then? Would you have been Timmy D. Woods?
Timmy D. Woods, it sounds... You know what Timmy D. Woods would have got. A right bloody head down the loo at school. Flushed. I wouldn't have this quiff at school, would I? It'd be fucking down there.
I just don't think heavily into with Tommy with Timmy D. Woods Tommy. Sounds the same.
No, it doesn't.
Timmy D. Woods.
So, my mum and dad thought better of that. Call me Ross. I think it's a Scottish name. I think I've been over this. But yeah, everyone calls
Rossi.
Me Rossi.
Rossi. Yeah. Now, look, what, I just wanted to give... Oh, this is a message from Nicole, where obviously we started.
Well done, oh, yeah, sorry, Nicole.
We went off on a tangent on the name front. Now, Nicole has said that she is heavily into hoodies. Big old hoodies with fur lining to the knees. No heating is going on in this house. And I was like, I am big. I've got an hoodie. Have you got an hoodie, Rossi?
I've got several hoodies.
Hoodies. Have you got an hoodie? Do you know what an hoodie is?
Explain it, because I've got hoodies. What an hoodie is.
An hoodie is basically like wearing a whacking great big blanket that is actually a hoodie. Oh, so you put it on. Probably do come down to about your knees, fur on the inside, got a hood, got big pockets. Honestly, they are game changers, especially in this crisis. In the crisis.
I'm going to Google it.
Oh, honestly, you've got to get one, Rossi.
Can you imagine an hoodie just gone in the washing machine after you've shoved
scented balls.
And you just, I could just wrap myself like a little Joey in a kangaroo saccage.
In an hoodie.
Saccage. Well, that is true. I'm big into them as well. Big old hoodies, fur lining.
They sound amazing.
Can I ask you both a question? Has your heating gone on yet?
Yes.
No.
Mine has. And I shall tell you for why. This is a bit boring, actually. How boring. I signed one of those contract things before the shit hit fan. The fan that we shouldn't have on because it's too much electric. And we were set with a nice little deal. It's coming to end next week, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm scared. I'm scared to renew.
We are very much monitoring our usage.
Everyone likes to monitor their usage, don't they?
We haven't put our heating on
yet. Your house is actually very well insulated and very warm, Pat.
Yeah, it's good to have a well insulated house.
We're in a new build, guys.
Ours is just not.
I'm in a 70s house.
I'm in a 60s house.
Yeah. Wow. Top Trump houses.
Okay, this is getting quite boring now, guys. Yeah.
Well, you asked the Jeffing question.
I know, but I didn't think we were going to go off on this much of a tangent. I thought we were just going
to. It was a shit question
to
ask.
I'm thankful to Nicole. Thanks, Nicole. Anyway, for your question, I love that. I'm going to go and get myself an Udi now.
Yeah, go and get an Udi.
We've all agreed you're a higher echelon.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm excited about this one because we're going to talk about typology.
Mm. Oh, do you know what, Pats? You know that I am not a big skincare person.
No.
But I have been using the typology and I think it has made a difference to my skin.
I don't think it has. I know it has. Your Do skin you? Looks brighter. Mm. It looks more refreshed.
Refreshed.
Have you tried the... So we got in a little pack, didn't we? Mm. We got the fragrance-free moisturiser, which I have to say,
so
I think
nice.
Is lovely. Sits
yeah.
so well under makeup.
Yeah.
Just is. It's not like... It's not heavy, is
no,
it?
No, it's
and
very
I love
light.
That it's got zero fragrance.
Zero.
I love that it's got... zero fragrance. Mm. We then got the vitamin C serum.
Yes.
Which you just put 3 to 4 drops onto clean, dry skin yeah. in the morning and evening. You just yeah. massage it into your face. Also, what I just want to say is the packaging of this stuff is so lovely.
It is so beautiful. It looks very lovely in your bathroom, doesn't it?
Or, it looks yeah. so expensive.
Very classy.
It's all like glass bottles yeah. and little
Do you know what
pipettes.
I love? I love, this was going to say, I love the pipette.
Yeah.
I love
the
a pipette.
Pipettes are so lovely.
Yeah.
And the vitamin C is suitable for all skin types. And I don't know if you know this, Angie, but vitamin C is renowned for its brightening.
Its
brightening effects on the skin. So vitamin C is brilliant for giving that like brightening glow. And what I love about this vitamin C is how quickly it absorbs into your
yes.
skin. It's so lovely.
I really love the... Now, I don't really know what they're called. Because
no.
I just go, right, I've got to do that one. But the one that you put on, I think you only put it on at night.
The rose hip overnight oil.
That.
Yeah, the white rose and rose hip
that
overnight oil.
Is so lovely.
Well,
I love the smell of it.
And what's lovely about that will be rejuvenating your skin while you're asleep. And this
right.
is the thing. People don't understand that nighttime skincare is so important because it's the point, you know, when you do your daytime skincare, it's obviously to protect from the elements and to get ready if you wear makeup. Or
yes.
But at night, your yeah. skin is getting to repair and rest. And that's the lovely thing about that overnight oil is that it will boost radiance. It will regenerate your skin. Again, beautiful packaging.
I love it.
You just
I
and you
love
have
it.
You been warming it up a little bit first in your hands and then putting
yes.
it
so put like the 2 or 3 drops on.
Yeah.
Give your hands a sort of rub together
yeah.
and then go on your face.
And
I love it.
But you know what I like to do? So when I've done it, when I've pressed it into my face, I just love to inhale it in my hands.
Oh, Pat,
because
that is
it's for
relaxing.
Me now it's like yeah and also
yeah.
it's like my body's like you're getting ready to go to bed. It's so like it gets me ready. My
you
skin
are.
Knows that it's
that
bedtime.
Is yeah
oh,
you're
yeah.
really in a routine
inhale and then
inhalation.
The other thing that I have absolutely loved is that serum for your eyelashes
yes.
and your eyebrows.
Yes, that is very good. That
oh my gosh, my eyelashes are definitely thicker. They are longer. Mm. I love that stuff. My eyebrows look more
fuller.
Yeah, just like
yeah.
polished and yeah. So listen, guys, if you want to get involved with Typology, we have got a brilliant deal for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to go to uk.typology.com. It's really important that you put the UK before it. So it's uk.typology.com/funny. Have a look at all their skincare. We have been using it for a good 3 weeks now, I reckon.
Yeah.
And when you do, you'll receive a free lip and cheek balm worth £16 when you make a purchase. So if you want to go and try out any of the things that we've talked about, the moisturizer, the overnight oil, you just
your
go
balms.
To UK, the balms, you go to uk.typology.com/funny. Now, Rossi, we've got a question for you this
yeah.
week.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So,
hit me.
We have had a lot of messages in from people about Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're either saying that they're heavily into it or this year it's getting on their shitting tits.
Okay.
And we had this really good message in from Lauren. It said, shitting tits, getting invited to 492,628,000 Christmas do. No, I've said that number wrong. 492,628.
Jeez, that's
492,628 Christmas days.
628.
So Lauren is obviously saying that Christmas is getting on her shitting tits this year. Rossi, how are you feeling about Christmas?
So I and my family know it. I know I don't come across as it, but I'm a bit of a Scrooge. Not a massive Scrooge.
Same. Are you?
But not well. when, right, so when I was cabin crew all those years back, I used to kind of work all the way over, so it's quite good to come back. But when you're in the build-up, it seems to go on slightly too long.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Forever. Yeah. But because my little boy's two next week, I think Christmas will be slightly better because he's starting to understand. He loves Father Christmas. But when I was younger, I liked it. But, you know, going from my 20s and 30s, I thought, oh, fucking hell, we're going to have all the family over. There's going to be an argument over what they like on their plate and how many pigs and blankets and the old bitch. Oh, granddad's going to piss himself or something. Go home. Just go home. They're going to put the Queen's speech on. It's going to be louder than everything.
It'll be the King's speech, won't it, this year?
I'm very excited.
Yeah, the King's speech. Do you know what I think the issue is here?
Wasn't that a film?
It was actually a very good film.
He might not be able to call him that. They might not be able to call it
the
that.
The King's speech. Right. I think the thing with Christmas is, right, it's starting too soon. The build, you know, literally, I swear there are some people that start talking about Christmas in freaking October. It is October.
Freaking.
It is not.
Yeah.
I don't think Christmas should be on anyone's agenda until the 1st of December. Like,
apart from Santa.
Apart from, obviously, Santa, he's got to start probably in the summer. You know, he's got to start.
He's got to
probably
start
actually
early doors,
like January.
Babes.
He's got to start.
I don't know how the geezer does
January.
It.
January. I think January 2nd.
Yeah, he's back on. He's then on to the next Christmas.
Yeah. He's on
but
to
I,
the next year,
I
yeah.
think just people just I do. On about it way too soon. There's too much shit in the shops.
And also, you have, I tell you what else pulls at your heartstrings. They do all this thing about people being on their own at Christmas, right?
Don't.
But no one gives a shit about them in the summer. They're on their own
yeah,
all fucking year. Do you know what I mean? Just because there's a bleeding Christmas dinner in front of them and a party, they're saying, oh,
they're
don't.
On their own.
They're on their own all year round. They don't care.
They don't know any different.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Get a meal for one and shut up. Poor cracker. No, shit. Please.
Get your big pig in blanket.
I'm
on
not
your
that
own.
Horrible. Yeah.
It's not that horrible.
I'm not that. No, I'm not.
Well, this led on to a different question. It's actually given me a bit of an idea.
Oh, I love an idea.
So somebody's asked, how do you feel about Secret Santas?
Thoughts on Secret Santa. That came in from Sarah.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that, Rossi?
Price bracket, it depends. If you're doing a tenner Secret Santa, it's fine. But when it starts, you'll say a tenner to people and then someone will get you a really lovely present. You think, oh, shit, I've just wrapped up a mug. And you will always get a mug, won't you, with some shit across the front.
Yeah.
I do like a Secret Santa because you don't.
Santa.
It's all about surprise, isn't it?
Yeah, I do. I like it.
Well, what I was going to say, guys, is I know there's only three of us.
Go on, babe.
But I thought we could task Tricky or Alex or Joe, any one of our team, to just message us and give us a name like I buy for Rossi, Rossi buys for Ange, and we just put a little something in the post.
Oh, that is a nice thought.
Good idea.
Now, then what we do is we do a little mini record that we can put out on Christmas Day of us opening and set or Christmas Eve of us opening said gifts.
That's a good idea.
We won't know who's bought it. We set a limit. We do it. We pop it in the post. We do a little opener. We do just a little Happy Christmas, which we can schedule to go up Christmas morning or Christmas Eve. And we have a little party popper and we have a glass
of champagne.
We say Happy Christmas. And we maybe shovel a pig in blanket in our throat as we do it.
Oh,
because let's play out this Secret Santa thing. There's three of us now.
I think we should.
What's going to be the budget then? Because this is going to be...
Well, I'm going to say £45.
I nearly shit my pants.
We're in a crisis, Pats. I mean, I was thinking more along the lines of £4.50.
Jesus Christ. I mean,
bloody hell.
I've got to buy my scent balls each week. Fuck me.
No, I was going to say anywhere between £5 and £10, depending on what you can find.
I think we should say a tenner. Because I think that's a good,
I think
a good amount, isn't it?
Around tenner.
Around tenner. And we just give,
a high-end tenor.
A high-end tenor.
Lady.
And I just think it will be quite a fun thing. The episode doesn't have to be very long. It will just be like, there won't be any real editing involved for the team at Warner Brothers. It'll just be a little 20-minute chat, us opening the gift, happy Christmas, glass of champagne, have a great one, see you in 2023.
Brilliant. I think we should definitely do that, Pat. That is a great time. We are in. I'm in. Are you in, Rossi?
We're in.
Yes, we're in.
I'm
okay.
In.
Finding Secret Santa
2022 is
on.
On.
Brilliant.
Oh, Jesus, I'm gonna get anxiety now, going. Oh, God.
Don't get anxiety, Rossi.
Listen, if you get Angie, you think, oh, fuck, I don't know what to get.
If you get Angie, she's a tough critic.
To be honest, Rossi, I'd be happy with some scented balls.
Don't say that, because that
went in my head as well, Rossi. I was thinking, oh, if I get Rossi, I'll get him some scented balls.
But you know, whoever I get, you know I'm going to take the piss.
Oh,
and it's going to either be funny or something that you simply can't use for anything.
It's got to be totes hilaire.
Something so fucking vile, you can't even have it in your house. And when people come and say, what the hell is that?
You've got to hide it. This is my gift from Rossi.
Well, listen. Listen.
Listen. She's still
Rossi,
doing
thank
it.
You so yes, much thank for you, Rossi. Joining us. Thanks for coming on for a couple of months.
It's been an absolute
months.
Pleasure and a privilege yet again. I love it.
So
love
do
it.
We, Rossi.
So, Ange, what a great episode. Oh, so much fun.
Brill. As usual, great with Rossi on.
Great with Rossi.
Rossi and his scented balls.
Yeah, we've sorted out a Secret Santa.
Yeah.
We're going to try and put out a Christmas Day episode for everybody. It'll just be a little
soup song.
You know, 15, 20 minutes, the three of us. Perfect. But remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find me, Rossi, and Angie all on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Gordon. Rossi's Rossi Lee Woods. Angie's at Ange Gordon.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Also, you can send us an email. Make sure you get it right. It's findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But we will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.